上午的聚会要跟各位互相勉励的主题是未雨绸缪。
The topic for this morning's mutual encouragement is going to be saving for a rainy day.
这个主题呢，我分为很多的单元。
And for this topic, I've divided into many units.
那早上是要讲第五个单元。
This morning, we're going to talk about the fifth unit.
我们请看路加福音十六章第一节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 1.
到第四节。
Verse 1 to verse 4.
路加福音十六章第一节到第四节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verse 1 to 4.
耶稣又对门徒说，有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物。主人叫他来，对他说：“我听见你做事怎么样，把你所经管的交代明白，因你不能再做我的管家。”那管家心里说：“主人除我，不用我再做管家，我将来要做什么呢？要锄地无力，要逃荒怕羞。”第四节。
Verse four.
我知道怎样行，好叫人在我不做管家之后，接我到他们家里去。
Verse 1, Jesus told his disciples, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions, verse 2. So he called him in and asked him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management because you cannot be my manager any longer, verse 3. The manager said to himself, what should I do now? My master is taking away my job. I am not strong enough to dig and I am too ashamed to beg, verse 4. I know that I'll do that. When I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.
主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，除了对信仰方面我们可以得到造就以外，
Not only can we be edified spiritually from this parable，
我们生活在这个世界上呢，我们的生活上也需要未雨绸缪。
In our life, living in this world, we also need to prepare for a rainy day.
人一生当中呢，好几十年，我们要做的事情非常多。
In our lifetime of 10 some years, we have many things that we have to do.
无论哪样事情能够事先做准备。
And all these things we need to prepare in advance.
能够预防将来所要遭遇的事情。
And to prevent the things that will happen in the future.
是非常重要的。
This is very important.
有的人对他的人生规划呢，规划得非常好。
For some people, they had a very good plan for their life.
实际上呢，人一生当中呢，往往也没有办法按照他所规划的来进行。
In reality, a person cannot live their life according to their plan.
有时候呢，我们的人生所遭遇的呢，跟神有关系的。
And many times, the things we meet in our lives, it has to do with God's plan for us.
我本人是相信这个命运。
I personally believe in fate.
命运的安排是，主权是神。
And the controller of fate is God Himself.
那往往人所遭遇的事情呢，会超越人所规划的。
And the things that happen to us goes beyond the things we plan.
但是呢，未雨绸缪，这是人应尽的本分。
But however, preparing for a rainy day is something, is a duty that we must all do.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，也就是强调这个管家呢，懂得事先来做准备。
In this parable, Lord Jesus spoke about this manager who knew how to prepare for his future.
那有关第五个单元呢，我要根据第一节所记载的。
And I'm going to base this fifth unit on verse 1.
就是被告的跟告人的。
And that there is an accuser and there is one being accused.
人与人之间呢，有时候呢，会被告。
Between people, some will accuse another of something.
除了人与人之间呢，还有在灵界方面呢，撒旦也会告我们这些信耶稣的人。
And in spirituality, Satan will accuse us believers.
那么被告的 像在这个比喻里面呢，这个管家就被告了。
In this parable, the manager is the one being accused.
那么到底是谁告他？他这个圣经没有说哈。
But who exactly accused him? The Bible does not say.
为什么这个人要告他？
Why did this person accuse the manager?
这个有很多的原因哈。
There may be many reasons to that.
我们可以去推想。
We can assume these things.
比如说我人不错，为什么人要告我呢？
For example, one might think I'm a good person. Why would somebody else accuse me?
那一定是有被告的地方，人家才要告你呀。
And so this person must have something worthy of being accused.
所以要做检讨。
And therefore, you must reflect.
在一个家庭里面。
Within a family,
如果兄弟姐妹很多呢，彼此也会告状的。
If there are many brothers and sisters, they will send accusations between them.
这个有圣经的案例，还有我们实际的家庭状况也会发生这种事情。
And this happened in examples in the Bible and also in real families.
有时候做小弟的啊，他会向父母亲来告状，告他的姐姐跟他的哥哥。
For example, the youngest would always tattletale on the older siblings.
为什么会打这个小报告呢？
And why would he accuse his siblings?
那这个小报告呢，往往是真实的，有时候是捏造的。
Sometimes this story could be real or it could be imagined.
在创世纪里面就有这种案例，我们可以做参考。
In the book of Genesis, there is such an example that we can refer to.
请看《创世纪》三十七章第二节。
Let us turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 37, verse 2.
创世纪三十七章第二节。
Genesis, chapter 37, verse 2.
雅各的纪略如下：约瑟十七岁，与他哥哥们一同牧养。他四个童子，与他父亲的妾毕拉、洗帕的儿子们，常在一处。耶稣将他哥哥们的恶行报给他们的父亲。这里记载耶稣打小报告。
He records Joseph accusing his brothers.
雅各有十二个儿子，一个女儿。
Jacob had 12 sons and one daughter.
那这个大家庭呢，难免呢，有很多事情发生。
Within this big family, of course, many things would happen.
耶稣呢是排第十一个啊，算是年纪呢，他的年纪跟大哥啊这个相差很多的哈。
Joseph is the 11th child, and therefore there's a big gap between him and the elder brothers.
老大啊，流便、西面、利未、犹大啊，这个十二个有的人背得很熟，我是背不起来哈。
The 12, for example, Reuben, Simon, and Levi, they're all brothers.
那耶稣跟流便这个年纪就相差很多。
And the eldest Reuben, he had a big age difference between him and Joseph.
那耶稣告他的哥哥们的恶行呢，可能呢，真的他的哥哥的在外面的表现呢，没有按照他父亲所交代的来做。
When Joseph told his father about the evil things his brothers did, this could actually be true.
所以小弟告哥哥，哇，这个这些哥哥当然不高兴了。
And of course, when their younger brother told on them, the older brothers were not happy.
所以耶稣呢，会被亲哥哥来出卖，跟这个有关系的。
And so Joseph was sold by his brothers, and this could partially be the reason.
那这个是发生在家庭事情。
This is among family.
但是呢，我们整个这个故事来看呢，也有神的安排，叫做命运的安排啊。
But if you look at the big picture, the whole story, we can see that God is arranging their fate.
关于这个告状的事情哦，不是都是实在的，有的是捏造的。
And as to accusations, some of them are false.
有的是无聊，随便讲一讲，人家就把它当真的也有。
For some people, they may be saying this casually, and others believe it.
请看以赛亚书五十九章第四节。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 4.
以赛亚书五十九章第四节。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 4.
无义人按公义告状，无义人凭诚实辩白，都依靠希望，说谎言，所怀的是毒害，所生的是罪孽。
Verse 4, no one calls for justice, no one pleads his case with integrity. They rely on empty arguments and speak lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil.
这里记载告状的事情啊，无论是被告的或者是告人都不诚实。
Here it records that the accuser and the one being accused, neither of them are truthful.
被告的不实在，告人的不实在，您看。
That both of them speak lies and have empty arguments.
那这种事情呢，会发生在家庭，也会发生在这个社会上。
Such a thing would happen within a family and also in the society.
但是呢，在某一个团体，某一个团体也会发生的。
And also within organizations.
那么宗教团体呢，也会发生这种事情。
This will also happen in a religious organization.
这是人性的弱点。
This is the weakness of human beings.
那么宗教团体呢，这个告状的事情也有人与人之间的。
Within an organization, people will accuse one another.
也有呢，撒旦跟神之间。
And there's also accusation between Satan and God.
也有人跟神之间的这种告状。
And there's also accusation between people and God.
这个圣经的案例很多。
There are also many examples in the Bible.
我们都可以做参考。
We can all refer to this and learn from it.
在早期的教会，像哥林多教会就发生彼此告状的事情。
In the older churches, for example, the church in Corinth, they have the situation.
我们请看哥林多前书第六章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章六节到八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6 to 8.
哥林多前书六章六节到八节。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6 to 8.
你们竟是弟兄与弟兄告状，而且告在不信主的人面前。你们彼此告状，这已经是你们的大错。为什么不情愿受欺？为什么不情愿吃亏呢？第八节。
Verse 8.
你们倒是欺压人，亏负人。况且所欺压的、所亏负的，就是弟兄。
Verse 6, but enough, but instead, one brother goes to law against another, and this in front of unbelievers. Verse 7, the very fact that you have lawsuits among you means that you have been completely defeated already. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Verse 8, instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers.
哥林多教会呢？是非常有才能的教会。
The Church of Corinth has many talent.
优秀的弟兄姐妹很多。
And they have many members with good talent.
那既然优秀的弟兄姐妹很多呢，在圣工上各方面会彼此竞争啊。
And since they have many talented members, they'll have competition in doing holy work.
那在竞争的时候呢，有时候有的人会觉得不太公平，就发生告状。
And during this competition, for some people who sense injustice, they will have accusations.
当然呢，教会里面呢发生告状，这是很不好的事情。
And of course, if this happens within a church, this is a very terrible thing.
但是呢，竟然发生了。
But it did happen.
告来告去，告到后来就告到没有信耶稣的人那边去啊。
And they send accusations even in front of unbelievers.
那这个传道人保罗知道啊，就写这一封信告诉他们不要告了，哎。
And when Apostle Paul heard about this, he sent this letter to them, telling them to stop doing this.
大家要用爱心互相勉励包容了。
That we must edify each other from love.
啊，他就说为什么不情愿受欺呢
？And he asked them why not be wrong.
这是精神上的让步啊。
And this is to forgive and to be the big person.
为什么不情愿吃亏呢
？And why not rather be cheated?
这个是物质上的让步。
And this is to be generous physically, materially.
但是人所拥有的自尊啊，不容易让步的。
But a person's dignity will not allow them to be cheated or wronged.
像我们这个当传道的，讲的讲得很爽快，实际上啊，在精神上要我们让步也不容易，老师讲的。
For example, myself as a preacher, it may be very easy for me to say this on the pulpit, but if in person, it may be difficult for me to be cheated or wronged.
当一个人生活在困难的时候，你叫他在物质上让步，真的很为难啊。
If a person is already in difficulty and you ask them to be cheated, it is very difficult.
所以有关这个告状事情啊，真的是，你说要避免是非常困难。
So it is very difficult to avoid accusations.
那在宗教团体有这种情形，在其他的这个团体也有。
This happens within religious organizations and also other organizations.
那会发生告状的原因呢？第一，我要提出来给大家做参考的。
And I want to propose a few reasons for these accusations.
卡位。
And what?
就是职务上的竞争。
And for example, that would be competition materially.
这个位置只有一个人，但很多人要争取，这个叫做卡位。
For example, there is a position only one person can hold, and there will be competition for that position.
公平竞争，但是还是有些人呢会不甘愿。
There will be a fair competition, but there are also those who feel injustice.
那为了要我能够站到这个位置，我就秘密去调查，我要告你的缺点了。
And for example, if I want to have this position, I will have a secret investigation and accuse you of other things.
你被拉下来，就有一个空缺啊，就有位啊。
And when you have been defeated, then there will be a position available.
这个在政府机关里面，或者是一般的这个团体啊，都经常会发生的啊。
This often happens, especially in politics.
那当然呢，在宗教团体里面比较没有。
And of course, this is not as dominant in religious organizations.
但是教会也有很多的这个行政组织也会卡位呢。
But there are also administrative positions in the church that this would happen.
那这个卡位一发生啊，就有时候会发生这个告状。被告的跟告人的。
So when there's this competition for the position, there'll be accusations.
第二点。
The second.
这是利益关系发生冲突。
There may be a conflict of interest.
这个会发生这个告状。
Then there will be accusations.
比如说，人家能够获得这一笔钱财，你成为这个人家的这个的。党人的这个财路啊。
For example, if one person had his eye on this wealth, and you are the obstacle to that wealth.
那党人财路呢？人家就不高兴了，会告你呢。
And of course, if you're the obstacle to his wealth, then he will accuse you.
这个都，你不要说不会，会发生的。
And indeed, this will happen.
还有呢？嫉妒心也会发生这个彼此相告的事情。
And also out of jealousy, one will accuse another.
你太能干，你讲得太好，人家心里不舒服，就产生这种嫉妒。
If you're very diligent or if you're very talented, others will be jealous and there will be accusations.
那既然产生这种嫉妒的心态呢，就会找机会去告。
And once there's this sense of jealousy, they will look for chances to accuse this other person.
主耶稣出来传福音救人的时候，
when Lord Jesus came out to preach the gospel,
跟犹太教呢发生冲突，
he had a conflict between Judaism.
在犹太教里面的这些文士法利赛人啊，主耶稣就成为他们的眼中钉啊。
And in the eyes of the teachers of law and the Pharisees, Jesus was their enemy.
后来主耶稣就被这些人来告。
And in the end, Jesus was accused by these people.
那他被告呢，跟这个嫉妒有关系的。
And Lord Jesus' accusation has much to do with their jealousy.
请看路加福音二十三章第一节、第二节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 1 and 2.
路加福音二十三章第一节、第二节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 1 and 2.
众人都起来，把耶稣接到比拉多面前。第二节。
Verse 2.
就告他说，我们见这个人诱惑国民，禁足纳税给该撒，并说自己是基督是王。
Verse 1. Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate. Verse 2. Then they began accusing him, saying, We found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Christ, a king.
这里记载主耶稣被告。
Here records Jesus' accusation.
他传福音救人，这个是非常好的，为什么人家要告他呢？
He is spreading the gospel and saving people. This is a good thing, but why was he accused?
那告主耶稣的内容，这里提到说诱惑国民。
And in the content of his, of what he was accused of, it includes subverting the nation.
禁足纳税给罗马皇帝。
And he opposed tax payment to Caesar.
并且自称自己是王。
And he claimed himself to be a king.
自己是基督。
He claimed himself to be Christ.
啊，基督就是救赎主哦。
And Christ is the Savior.
那这个跟主耶稣讲到的内容都有关系的哈。
All of this have to do with the gospel Lord Jesus was preaching.
那主耶稣被告的内容跟宗教信仰、跟这个政治关系都有连带关系，非常严重的。
And the content of, that, of his accusation has much to do with his teaching and the politics at the time.
那当时的这个犹太人是属于罗马政府所管的。
At that time, the Jewish were under the controls of the Roman Empire.
那当时告他的人，这些都是他的同胞，都是这些法利赛人、文士、祭司长这些人。
And those that accused them were the teachers of law and the Pharisees.
那告他呢？就把他抓来，就送到巡抚比拉多那边去受审判。
And after he was accused, he was sent before Pontius Pilate to be judged.
那这个巡抚比拉多呢？他非常精明，他一看这个被告的这个内容啊，就知道啊，这个是因为嫉妒他了。
And once Pontius Pilate saw the accusations, he knew that this was done out of jealousy.
请看马太二十七章十八节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27.
马太福音二十七章十八节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 18.
巡抚原知道他们是因为嫉妒才把他接了来。就是因为嫉妒啊，就告耶稣告了这么多的罪状。
And it was out of jealousy that they accused Jesus of all these things.
所以人与人之间一旦产生这个嫉妒的心态啊，真的有时候内容就很混读了。
And so once there is this jealousy between people, then the accusations will be very, very strong.
这些都是实际的案例啊。
And all of these are real examples from the Bible.
古代有这样的事情发生，现在也会啊。
In the olden times, such things happen, and today, such things will happen.
所以为什么会被告？为什么会告人呢？
So why was there an accused, and why was there an accuser?
还有一点。
There's another point.
就是讲话太多，因为无聊啊，所以不说话就心里很难过啊。
Maybe out of boredom that this person will talk a lot.
那多疑多言难免有过哈。
And once you have a lot of words, there's a higher chance that you may offend.
圣经也有这种案例可以做参考。
In the Bible, there's such an example that we can refer to.
请看提摩太前书第五章十三节。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3.
十三节。
Verse 13.
提摩太前书第五章十三节。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 13。
并且他们又习惯懒惰，哀家鲜有， 不但是懒惰，又说长道短，好管闲事，说一些不当说的话。
Verse 13, besides, they get into the habit in being idle and going about from house to house. And not only do they become idlers, but also gossipers and busybodies, saying things they ought not to.
这个提摩太传道在注目一个教会的时候，
When Preacher Timothy was pastoring a church,
那教会里面呢，有一少部分的人啊。
And there was a small group within this church.
比较空闲无事做啊，就说长道短啊，就是很会传话的。
And they were idle and did not have much to do, so they would gossip.
说长道短啊，这个好话也有，坏话也有。
And among this gossip, there are the good things about people, and there are also the bad things about people.
那这些话有的是真实，有的是随便讲一讲不真实的了。
And among these, there are some that are truthful, and some that are just stories.
那这个一传下去就成为告状。
And once these had passed on, these became accusations.
讲的人是无聊，随便讲一讲，听的人就把它当真了。
And the speaker was just bored and gossiping, yet the listener believed it.
那就告到教会的这个负责人那边去啊。
And this word was spread to the board members of the church.
那这些负责人、这些长老、执事，有时候也会被告啊。
And sometimes even the deacons and ministers would be accused.
因为呢，你在劝这些人不要这样了，他不高兴，他反而会咬你啊，会告你的了。
Because if you're preaching something that is unpleasant to the listener's ear, the listener may turn around and accuse you.
本来很受尊敬的人，说成为被告，你看怎么办？
And a minister who was once very much respected, and now he's become the accused.
请看十七节。
Let us look at verse 17.
那善理管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉；那劳苦传道教导人的，更当如此。十九节。
Verse 19.
控告长老的臣子。会有两三个见证，就不要收。
For 17, the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. Verse 19, do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses.
这里记载，这些圣主人员很受人尊敬。
Here it tells us the elders and directors of affairs are very well respected.
我们教会的所谓圣职人员就是长老、执事、传道。
And the ministers of our church and elders and deacons are considered the directors of affairs.
这是在信徒心目当中啊，真的很受尊敬的人。
And before the congregation, they're very well respected people.
但是当时在教会里面发生有人控告长老。
However, in the church at the time,Somebody accused of the elders.
所以这个老传道就告诉年轻的传道提摩太啊，说要小心了，不要随便说这种控告状哦。
And so this elder preacher told his younger preacher Timothy, saying that we must not entertain these accusations.
这随便说这种控告，有时候是无聊的，有时候是随便讲一讲不实在的，这个教会就乱了。
Because these accusations may not be true and they will cause the church to be in chaos.
那这些都实际当时的这个教会的一些案例都可以给我们做参考。
And all of these are examples from the previous church that we can refer to.
所以说长道短会造成被告跟告人。
And so gossiping will turn into accusations.
那在箴言里面，圣经记载说，这个不要话讲得太多。
In the book of Proverbs, it tells us not to speak idle words.
不要随便传话，这些教训都非常好。
That we must not spread rumors, and these are all very good teachings.
那为什么会被告？这个原因很多。
And why was this person accused? There must be many reasons to it.
有时候是要 控告这个人，但是我先告别人，就跟你有关系的。
For some people, they may want to accuse one person. However, they'll try to accuse another person to relate to this person.
我现在又举一个案例啊。
And I'm going to bring up an example.
这是发生在主耶稣身上的。
And this happened to Lord Jesus.
还有发生在一个姐妹的身上。
And this also happened to a sister.
请看约翰福音第八章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章第二节。
Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 2.
嗯，看到第六节。
Verse 2 to verse 6.
清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。第三节。
Verse 3.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫死所被拿的妇人来。叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说：“老师啊，这个妇人正在行淫的时候被我们抓到。摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的人的这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把他怎么样？”第六节。
Verse six.
他们说这话乃要试探耶稣，要夺着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。
Verse 2, at dawn he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. Verse 3, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group. Verse 4, and said to Jesus, Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. Verse 5, in the law of Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say? Verse 6, They were using the question as a trap or in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger.
主耶稣传福音救人非常忙碌。
Lord Jesus was busy spreading the gospel and saving people.
他到橄榄山去，清早又回到圣殿。
And he was at the Mount of Olives and he returned early in the morning to the temple.
刚坐下来叫在讲道理的时候，
And when he first sat down to preach the gospel,
信犹太教的这些文士、法利赛人啊，就带一个姐妹来。
These teachers of law and Pharisees brought in a woman.
要控告这个姐妹。
And they accused the sister.
说她犯奸淫。
And said she was caught in adultery.
并且是一清早就把她抓来啊。
And they brought her in the morning.
可能这些人呢有预谋啊。
Maybe these people had a devious plan.
因为清早就把这个姐妹抓来。
Because they caught this woman in an early time.
可能他们前一天就已经在计划好了要怎么来抓这个姐妹。
Very possibly the night before they were planning on how to capture this sister.
那他们呢？为什么只有抓这个女的呢？男的跑到哪里去啊？
Why did they only capture this woman? Where was the man?
这是很不公平的事情。
And this was a very unjust thing to do.
两个人在犯奸淫，男的跟女的，当场你抓的是两个啊，为什么只有抓一个呢？
And when they were caught in the act of adultery, there should be a man and a woman. Why did they only catch the woman?
那根据摩西的律法所规定，两个人都要用石头打死啊。
And according to the law of Moses, both of them must be stoned to death.
但是这些文士、法利赛人、这些宗教家，竟然把男的放走，只有抓这个女的，抓肉走，这个说不过去啊。
But these teachers of law and the Pharisees, they only caught the woman, they only caught the weaker one.
那为什么要抓她呢？
Why did they capture this woman?
目的就是要告耶稣。
And the purpose was to find basis for accusation of Jesus.
要来试探耶稣，要来告耶稣啊！
They wanted to test Jesus and find ways to accuse him.
所以用这个实际的案例，要来这个把罪推到耶稣的身上。
So they wanted to use the situation for and let Jesus sin.
那这些宗教家真的心地啊，哎，太差了，太差。
And indeed, these teachers were evil in heart.
这个是发生在当时的犹太教当中啊，所以。 在一个宗教的团体里面，有的真的黑的不敢见人呐。
And this happened in the religious organization at the time. So even within a religious organization, there are people who have very dark deeds and very dark intentions.
那再接下去呀、啊，我们也知道了，主耶稣非常聪明，非常谨慎来处理这件事情。
And we know Lord Jesus was very aware and he handled the situation very wisely.
后来这个姐妹啊，主耶稣也对她说：“我不定你的罪，你回去以后不要再犯这种罪就好。”
And Lord Jesus said to the sister that he will not judge her and told her to leave and never do this again.
那这些要告这个姐妹的人啊，耶稣回答的话，他们就没有办法来告。
And these people could not accuse Jesus based on his reply to the situation.
因为主耶稣说，你们当中没有罪的人啊，就可以定他的罪啊。
Because Lord Jesus said, those who do not have sin can condemn on her sin.
结果呢，在场的这些老少啊，一个一个溜走啊，每个人都有亏欠啊。
And because everyone has sin in them, all the people in the crowd slowly went away.
不要老是要告人，自己也会被告的。
And because they thought that they all had sin and they might all be accused.
还有一种被告人的原因啊。
And there's another reason for accusations.
是冤屈啊。
And that is false accusations.
我被你欺负，我很不甘愿，我要告你。
And that is because when a person is mistreated, they will accuse another.
在路加福音十八章。第七节有记载一个寡妇啊，有一个对头，他要去告、啊。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, there records a widow who was persistent and accused.
他到地方官那边啊，要告那个对头啊。
And she had an enemy that she went and sent accusations of.
为什么要告呢？因为她受欺负啊。
Why did she send this accusation? Because she felt she was wronged.
所以受弯曲的人呢，他也会告人呐、啊，啊。
And therefore, a person who felt like they were cheated, they will also accuse.
那也有呢，受冤屈的，告到神那边的哈、啊。
There are also those who felt like they were wronged. They would accuse the person to Lord Jesus.
圣经这种案例很多。
And there are also many of these examples in the Bible.
请看创世纪第四章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
创世纪第四章第十节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 10.
耶和华说，你做了什么事？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告。
Verse 10, the Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground.
人类的第二代啊，就发生凶杀案。
In the second generation of humankind, there was the first murder.
哥哥把弟弟打死了。
And the elder brother killed the younger brother.
那时候人口很少啊。
And at that time, there were small in population.
那这个弟弟亚伯被杀死，这里记载说他的血啊，有声音啊，啊，来告他的哥哥。
And the Lord said that.The blood of the younger brother accused him and accused the older brother.
也就是说，他在临终之前啊，他一定啊，啊，对神怎么大声的喊啊，要怎样惩罚我这个哥哥啊。
And it must have been that before Abel died, he cried out to the Lord, saying that he must punish his brother.
所以他在流血当中啊，他就一直告他的哥哥啊。
And so when he was bleeding and he was bleeding to death, he accused of his brother.
真的告到神那边去啊。
And he sent this accusation to God.
实际上神是无所不知的了。
In reality, God is omniscient.
但是他也是尊重这个该隐啊，要该隐自己来讲啊。
But he respected Cain and wanted Cain to speak of this himself.
但是他就推卸责任了，这个不好的人推卸责任。
But however, he avoided the responsibility.
所以神才告诉他，你弟弟的血已经有声音告到我这边来了。
And therefore, the Lord told him that the blood of his brother had cried out to him.
那以上这个被告告人这些呢，往往两方面都会成为撒旦的工具。
And oftentimes the accuser and the one being accused will both become tools for Satan.
就是被魔鬼利用。
And they'll be used by Satan.
成为魔鬼的工具。
And they'll become Satan's tools.
请看创世纪第三章第一节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 3 verse 1.
创世纪第三章第一节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 1.
耶和华神所造的唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾，蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？这里记载上古时代的故事。
And here it records the story, the ancient story.
神所造的这些万物，人还有动物都有。
God created all things, and that include animals, people, and plants.
都很美好。
And all of these were good.
但是有的动物比较狡猾。
But there was one animal that was more cunning than another.
那这种太聪明、太狡猾，就成为魔鬼的工具啊。
But such a crafty animal became the tool of the serpent.
蛇呢？啊，就是因为太狡猾，所以成为魔鬼的工具啊。
The serpent, because he was too crafty.He became the tool of the Satan.
所以魔鬼就借着他来引诱人犯罪啊。
And so through him, the devil tempted people to sin.
同样的呢，有些人就一直成为魔鬼的工具，他不知道。
In the same way, some people became the tools for Satan, yet they still do not know.
像那些文士、法利赛人就是成为魔鬼的工具啊。
For example, the teachers of law and the Pharisees have become the tools for Satan.
因为主耶稣曾经对他们说啊
，Because Lord Jesus once said to them，
请看约翰福音第八章十四节。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 14.
约翰福音第八章四十四节。
Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 44.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理。因他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。主耶稣在这边讲的，让我们可以了解。
Here, Lord Jesus says something for us to understand.
这些在犹太社会里面，文士、法利赛人，这些什么祭司长啊，什么，都是非常优秀的人，竟然成为撒旦的工具啊！
All of these people, the teachers of law and the Pharisees, they were all very talented people, yet they have become the tools for Satan.
这些人一辈子追求宗教，很认真，很聪明，竟然成为魔鬼的工具啊。
For their whole life, these people pursued after their religion, and yet they have become the tools for Satan.
啊，当年我们看到这种情形非常遗憾。
And of course, this is a very pitiful situation.
那有关这个告状的呢？现在我要提到撒旦啊，也会告我们这些有纯正信仰的人。
And next, we're going to talk about how Satan will also accuse believers with a good faith.
我们大部分都很好，因为有宗教信仰的造就。
And because we're edified by our religion, most of us are very good.
但是我们这些非常好敬畏神的人，撒旦呢很不甘愿要告我们。
But Satan did not want us to be good and to worship God, and therefore he will accuse us.
那这个也有圣经案例。
And there are such examples in the Bible.
请看约伯记第一章第八节。
Let us turn to the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 8.
约伯记第一章第八节。
Book of Job, chapter 1, verse 8.
耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直敬畏神，远离恶事。第九节。
Verse 9。
撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故的呢？”第十节。
Verse 10。
你岂不是四面天上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他所做的都蒙你祝福， 他的家产也在地上增多。十一节。
Verse 11.
你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他就当面弃掉你。
Verse 8. Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and righteous, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Verse 9. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied. Verse 10. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hand so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. Verse 11. But stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
在灵界里面的对话，我们往往不知道。
We often don't hear these spiritual conversations.
那有关灵界呢？神以外，还有啊，邪灵、魔鬼啊，还有天使。灵界有很多哦。
And in the spiritual realm, other than God, there are also angels and Satan.
那在灵界对话的内容呢？我们往往我们人没有办法了解。
And oftentimes we will not understand the conversation that went on in the spiritual realm.
那这里记载呢？啊，魔鬼啊，啊，向神控告这个很完美的约伯。
And here, Satan accused to God of his servant Job.
那这个控告的内容，就是因为神你看顾约伯，祝福约伯，当年他是很完美啊。
And his accusation said that because you blessed him and you protected him, and therefore he is perfect and blameless.
那么也就是说，人的信仰啊，跟这个环境的这个好有关系。
And Satan is saying that a person's faith has everything to do with their environment.
好像是这样，其实不见得。
And this is what he's saying, but however, this is not exactly so.
结果呢，撒旦的控告啊失败。
And in the end, his accusation failed.
因为呢，神允许撒旦破坏约伯的事业跟他的儿女的这个生命。
And because God allowed Satan to destroy everything Job owned and to kill his sons and daughters.
所以在最后一节，第一章最后一节啊，就我们看出啊，这个约伯呢，他的信仰真的很好，他没有犯罪啊。
From chapter 1, verse 22, we can see that Job had a good faith and he did not sin.
那第二章又记载魔鬼又控告。
And here in chapter 2, Satan again sent another accusation.
那么这个控告的内容跟人的健康、身体健康状况有关系的。
And this content had to do with Job's health.
结果呢，啊，魔鬼啊，就这让这个约伯的这个身这个很难受的这个这种病啊。
And then God allowed Job to contract this illness that was very difficult to bear.
这是在神允许之下。
And all of this was under the allowance of God.
结果魔鬼的控告呢，还是没有达成。
And yet Satan's accusation again failed.
约伯呢，他在很痛苦的时候，他还是敬畏神。
And even in his time of difficulty, Job still revered God.
真正的信仰啊，就超越这一切。
Because true faith will transcend all of these sufferings.
当然呢，我们要像约伯这种人是不多了。
And of course, there are not many people in this world that are like Job.
但是可以做参考。
But we can learn from him.
完美的人啊，信仰好的人，撒旦也要控告。
And for a person with good faith, a person who is blameless, Satan will want to accuse him.
但是有缺点的人，同样撒旦也要控告。
And also a person with flaws and weaknesses, Satan will also accuse him.
请看撒迦利亚书第三章第一节。
Let us turn to Zechariah chapter 3, verse 1.
这个旧约圣经最后一卷马拉基在上面就是撒迦利亚。
And Zechariah is the second last book in the Old Testament.
第三章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
天使又指给我看，大祭司耶稣亚站在耶和华的使者面前，撒旦也站在耶稣亚的右边，与他作对。耶和华向撒旦说：“撒旦啊，耶和华责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你。 这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？第三节。
Verse 3.
耶稣也穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前。
Verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right side to accuse him. Verse 2. The Lord said to Satan, The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is it not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? Verse 3. Now Joshua is dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel.
能够当大祭司啊，这个是不简单的哈。
And it must not have been easy for Joshua to become the high priest.
那耶稣也他能够当大祭司啊。
And Joshua was able to become the high priest.
真的任重道远啊。
And he must have great virtues and responsibilities.
但是他也有他的软弱缺点的地方。
But he also had his weaknesses.
所以撒旦就告他。
And therefore Satan accused him.
同样的，撒旦呢，我们信仰很好，他也要告；我们有时候有一点点的这个缺点，他也要告。
So if we are very good in faith, Satan will accuse us, and if we have weaknesses, Satan will also accuse us.
但是呢，这些告状呢，不一定会成立的。
But not all of these accusations will be successful.
因为主耶稣是成为我们的后盾。
Because Lord Jesus will become a refuge.
但是我们还是要认真，要未雨绸缪啊，经常做准备啊。
But we must also be diligent and prepare for such a situation.
才能够获得主耶稣的支持啊。
And in that way, can we have the support from Lord Jesus?
所以主耶稣讲这个有关这个管家这个比喻啊，是非常好啊。
And so this parable about this manager is very well spoken.
所以我们要追求啊，达到没有什么瑕疵的这种情形。
So we must pursue after completeness.
请看腓立比书第二章十五节。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章十五节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 15.
使你们无可主宰，成熟无为，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。
Verse 15, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe.
这一节圣经很好。
This is a very good Bible verse.
也就是我们这些有纯正信仰的弟兄姐妹。
And all of this refers to the brothers and sisters with good faith.
我们追求的目标。
This is something that we must all pursue after.
我们一方面追求，就是一方面在未雨绸缪。
And while pursuing this, in a way, we're preparing for a rainy day.
这个世界呢，会越来越败坏。
This world will become more and more evil.
但是我们有真正信仰的人，我们在信仰上会渐渐提升我们的高尚的品格啊。
But for those who have a true and good faith, we'll elevate our virtues.
所以我们在神的眼中呢，我们要成为一个无瑕疵的神的儿女。
So in the eyes of God, we must walk blameless and be pure.
那我们呢，能够不断在追求，就是未雨绸缪了。
And if we can continue to pursue after this, in a way, we're preparing for such a situation.
那有关这个主题的第五个单元就讲到这里。
And I will end my fifth unit about this topic here.
下午讲第六个单元。
This afternoon, I'm going to talk about the sixth unit.
唱诗381首。
Let's all sing hymn 381.